Hello, Purple Peeps. How are you? Nice to come in. I'm John Burns. This is Purple Comedy, and I'm going to be trying to bring you some of the best material from the Scottish comedy scene. So I don't know where you are, if you're in Beijing or Burma, but do pull up a chair. Do whatever you normally do. Chill up, light a spliff or open a tin of beer and join us on this little, I suppose, purple expedition into the comedy scene in Scotland. Now, what I've got for you is a very funny guy I met a while ago in Snafu Comedy Club in Aberdeen. His name's Barry MacDonald, and I'll be talking to Barry, and we'll be hearing bits from his act later on in the show. So there you've got that to look forward to. Now, if you can contain your excitement a little bit longer, you probably think that I just sit here and talk bollocks into the microphone. I have to tell you, there's a lot more to it than that. What I've done, for your delectation and delight, I've actually researched some strange deaths over the internet. And I'll just bring a couple of these to you before we bring on Barry. Now, I've been on Wikipedia, and some of the deaths, 1814 in the London beer flood. 9 people were killed when, I don't know how they know this exactly, 323,000 imperial gallons of beer burst out of their vats and gushed into the streets. Now, that must have been like, imagine if one of them was a very thirsty alcoholic and he was wandering along the streets and he just saw this tidal wave of beer coming towards him. He probably thought he was dreaming it, you know? And here's another strange death. 1912, Franz Reichelt, who was a tailor, fell to his death off the first deck of the Eiffel Tower, whilst testing his invention, the coat parachute. Now, apparently it was his first ever attempt with the parachute, and he'd said to the authorities he'd use a dummy, but instead he decided to go himself, you know. To be honest, I know it ended in disaster, but I take my hat off to him, because there's a man, let's face it, he's never tested this thing before, but he has confidence. That is, he was going out on a limb to prove that he was right. Unfortunately, it turned out he was wrong. But that wasn't his fault. Well, maybe it was his fault, but to be honest, I think what you're actually reading about there is not an accident. That is actually evolution in action. Because if you believe that you can parachute off the Eiffel Tower using your coat, we don't want people like that to reproduce, to be honest. Here's another good one for you. 1930, William Cogut, an inmate. Now, here's the tricky bit, right? He was an inmate on death row in San Quentin, and he committed suicide. Does anybody see the flaw in that? Apparently, he went to the trouble of constructing a pipe bomb. And this is amazing, this, created from several packs of playing cards in the hollow leg from his bed. And he then heated this with a kerosene heater. At the time, the ink in playing cards contained nitrocellulose, which is flammable and created an explosive mixture. That's a lot of trouble to go for when the state were dying for you to free, don't you think? And our last unusual death was the inventor and chemist Thomas Migley Jr. accidentally strangled himself with the cord of a pulley operated mechanical bed of his own design. Yeah, Thomas, I think we believe that. Accidentally strangled himself. Yeah, he wasn't wearing a gimp suit at the time, was he? Anyway, I better stop doing this. You've had enough of this, I'm sure. Now, I'm going to move on now to Barry MacDonald. Now, this recording was made several months ago, and it was made prior to the Edinburgh Fringe. I don't know why you need... Well, you need to know that, because if you don't know that, what Barry says doesn't make much sense. But here, I had a word. I went down to Snafu and had a word with Barry before he went on.
Scotland's number one podcast, Purple Comedy.
Isn't it Scotland's only podcast?
Well, this is Purple Comedy, and we're in Snafu Comedy Club, and I'm talking to Barry MacDonald. Hello, Barry.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, grand. Cheers.
And I hear you had quite a drive to get here today, did you?
Yeah, 3 hours from Glasgow through rain, hail, sleet, snow. I should work for the post office, I think. It was pretty hairy, yeah.
Did you work for the post office? Well, you get chased by dogs?
Hey, that's not... I'd refer to them as young women. You can call them dogs.
Well, that's the nearest I ever get, I'll tell you. Yeah. So I hear you just did a show at the Glasgow Comedy Festival.
Yes, yeah, I did. It was called ABC Comedy. I was the B in the B. It was with another couple of comedians, Andy Learmonth and Chris Forbes. So, yeah,
it went
well.
Oh, did that go well for you then, did it?
Yeah, it was. It was good. It was nice. I mean, we played on a night where you could have seen, I think you could have seen Craig Hill, Jerry Sarowitz, Jimmy Carr, Rich Hall, all sorts of comedians, and we managed to find enough punters daft enough, or, you know, not to go and see them and came to see us, so it was good.
Oh, right, and they even paid money to see you as well, did they?
They did, yeah, unbelievably, most of them paid money.
Very good. And how long have you been doing comedy?
Just over 3 years now.
Right, so it's not a hell of a long time to be doing a show like that, then.
Yeah, no, I think I'm the oldest newcomer in town. Every other newcomer's all these kind of young, skinny, young students with funny haircuts, and which is exactly what I look like, in case you don't have a photograph.
Yeah, you have a full head of hair, much like myself.
Very good.
And what sort of got you into comedy, then?
A strange story, actually. My day job is I'm a journalist, and they asked me to go along, try a bit of stand-up, and then write about it, see what it was like to try it. This was for the Comedy Festival 3 years ago. I did it, kind of enjoyed it, and it's really just snowballed since then.
Oh, right, okay. So basically you're really into telling lies for a living.
Absolutely, yeah. I just get paid better at it in my day job.
That's right. And what sort of influences your comedy then?
Everything, really. I mean, I talk about everyday life, just funny little observations, things I see, you know, from funny-looking old woman walking down the street to just general life's observations. I think, you know, life's quite a funny thing. I'm pointing out the obvious most of the time.
Yeah, that's right. It's only obvious to you, though, isn't it? That's the thing. And so, have you got any plans for the Fringe, or are you doing anything in the future?
No, not this year. I did the Fringe last year, taking a year off this year. Possibly building up to doing a solo show next year.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's the plan anyway, to take an hour to Edinburgh next year, 2011. But I've got time off, so I'll probably go down, as I always do, and pick up a few guest spots here and there and see a few shows.
Yeah, that sounds very good. Well, and you're on tonight here?
I am, yes. I'm first on tonight, on about 5 minutes, I think. So.
Oh, right, OK. Well, I better let you go. Thanks very much. Barry McDonald, thank you very much.
Cheers. Clap in your hands and make some noise. Make some noise. And give a nice welcome to the stage to Barry McDonald.
Hello, Dean. How are we?
Hey.
Hi. Well, it's nice to be here. It's a bit of a relief to be here, to be honest with you. I got a little bit lost. I drove up from Glasgow today. I got lost and came from somewhere called Corrie. What, is that quite a rough area? Is it? I thought so, because I noticed I had one of those new road signs that said 20's plenty. And I looked around and I thought, fuck's sake, is that the speed limit or the life expectancy? I thought that could go either way. I was surprised to see Ricky Martin's gay. Fuck's sake, what next? The moon is fucking round. I'll be with you shortly. And no, fucking Ricky, a fucking bastard, isn't he? Ricky fucking Martin, what a prick. Magic about saying you're fucking gay. I've had fucking Living La Vida Loca in my head all day. It's been driving me nuts. But if you know, you guys seem like a nice crowd. I did a gig in Edinburgh a couple of nights ago. That was a tough crowd. I'll tell you, it was in Leith. The new Trainspotting was a documentary. I swear to God, halfway through, an old boy in the back stands up and says, oh, for God's sake, I'll tell you a proper joke, son. I said, be my guest. He said, a Scotsman, an Irishman and an Englishman walked into a pub and they all agreed you were a cunt. Charming. And that's the last time I ever take my dad to one of my gigs. And I noticed actually when I was trying to park around the corner, there was a car in front of me, and it had in the rear window one of those stickers. I don't know if you've seen them before. This one said, "Don't follow me, follow Aberdeen Football Club." And I thought, well, I like that sentiment. I like that idea. But I wonder if you get a sticker that says, "Don't follow me! I'm a convicted sex offender." Honk if you're honking. I've put on a little bit of weight recently at Aberdeen, I'll be honest with you. And I put that down to the sandwich chain Subway. Let me tell you, you know your diet's fucked when you're ordering snacks that come in feet. A foot long, for heaven's sake. A foot long. Nobody needs 12 inches at lunchtime. Do they, Kirsten? Nah, you don't. But no, it was funny. I was talking to my wife the other day, and I get quite paranoid that I'm putting on a bit of weight. And I'm saying, oh, I'm getting quite heavy and chunky. I'm getting a bit fucking arse. I don't like it. Now, unbeknownst to me, right, I have a 3-year-old daughter. No, actually, I know that. I'm not that daft, you know. Who's that wee ginger kid eating all the Cocoa Pops? What I was trying to say was unbeknownst to me, she was in the next room listening in to our conversation about me putting on a little bit of weight. And about an hour later, she comes up to me. She's only 3 and says, "Daddy, I heard you talking to Mummy about you being a wee bit fat, and I've decided to cheer you up, and I've written you a wee song." And I thought, oh, that's lovely. Now, I expected something along the lines of, "My daddy's a chunky monkey, but that's okay, because there's more daddy to cuddle." No. I got, swear to God, she goes, "You ready, Daddy?" She said, "Go on, Dad." She goes, "Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men said Daddy was as fat as Humpty Dumpty." Oh, thanks very fucking much. I said, she's 3 years old and she's at that age where she's, her language is developing, but she doesn't really know what she's saying a lot of times. Like, for example, it can be really embarrassing in public. Just the other day, we all went out for lunch, you know, and we're sitting there in the kind of pub restaurant eating a fish and chips, and all of a sudden it was, "I need a jobby! I need a jobby!" She was like, "Daddy, shut up, you're embarrassing us." I took her swimming recently, and you know the swimming pools these days have the big family changing rooms? We're in the changing rooms, and we've just come out of the pool, and I'm in my swimming shorts, and I'm leaning over, and I'm drying her pan, and I'm trying to get her all nice and cosy. And she reaches over, for no reason, goes up to my nipple, and goes, and in a voice slightly louder than I would have liked, "Daddy, I'm tickling your welly. I'm tickling your welly." I thought, how did I get out of this? I thought, I'll get her back. So I start drying her hair. "I'm tickling your front bum." And I thought, fuck no, what am I doing? I thought, I'll never get out of this fucking alive. Came out like, "That's him over there. That pedo beard. The fucking front bum." What fucking nonsense do we tell our children, isn't it? Especially when you talk about their genitals, little girls with their front bodies and boys with their wee winkies. It makes me, I always kind of thought it would be a good idea if we never stopped referring to them like that. You know, all throughout adulthood. Can you imagine a porn film now? "Oh, baby. Oh, my front body's really hot for you. Let me see some of that big winky action." It just wouldn't work, would it? It's like, for example, I was talking to my wife about this the other day, and I use the phrase cock when I'm talking about my penis. My wife, on the other hand, thinks she can't call it a cock until it's a certain size. Because a cock sounds, a cock's a cock. It's a cock. A cock, cock, cock. You don't get a wee cock or a medium-sized cock, you got a cock, cock. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be fantastic if when you're maybe a teenage boy, maybe at 14 or 15, you had to go to the doctor to pass the cock exam? And the doctor would measure and, "Congratulations, Mr. McDonald, you now have a cock. Your winky is no more." But,
What colour is it?
It's purple, sir.
Purple?
Yes, sir.
And it's comedy, you say?
Yes, sir.
Purple comedy?
Yes, sir.
Good God!
Always amuses me, you know. I don't know whether you've noticed, but yeah, shops these days, you have specialist shops. But they seem to combine things in a really unusual way. Because I saw this shop the other day. It sells basically dope smoking equipment. And dope smoking equipment and juggling balls. Now, I've occasionally, you know, indulged. And to be honest, I can't remember a single occasion where I've gone, "Damn, I could do with a good juggle." You know what I mean? If it was dope smoking equipment and pizzas, yeah, I could see the logic, you know? I mean, dog smoking equipment and juggling balls, it's a bit like having an off-licence that sells beer and also does hire cars. I don't quite see the connection there. Anyway, I'd just like to say thanks very much to Barry McDonald for coming on the show. And, oh, a little bit of comedy news. I understand that a good friend of the show, Gus Tours, is now no longer organising Snafu Comedy Club. He has passed that mantle on. I'd just like to say that I think Gus did an amazing job with that little comedy club in Aberdeen. He built it up from practically nothing, and that is a tribute to the kind of work and enthusiasm that he put into it. So thanks very much, Gus, and all the best for the rest of your life, really, and your career. Thanks also to Barry McDonald for coming along and giving us that little interview and allowing us to use that little snippet of his act. Very funny guy. And here is, again, Barry McDonald playing us out with a little song from the end of his act at Snafu. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I've been John Burns. Bye-bye.
I thought I have to spread a bit more kind of musicality up here to Aberdeen. So I thought I'd perform a wee song for you tonight. In true, proper, make an ass of yourself tradition. It's a song, if you know the words, join in. If you know the words, then you've fucking robbed me and read them, because I entirely made it up. But anyway, if you know the song, it'll be a fucking miracle. Mo, can you hit the song, hit the track, and we'll try and sing along. That's my real singing voice. Fuck Gentle. Grew up in a town that is famous as the place of murder scene. The noise is always loud, there are nets all around, and the streets are blue or green. If I can get stabbed here, I can get stabbed anywhere, that's what they say. Could see my name in lights, or dodging all the fights every fucking day. So if even if it all seems shite, cause all the men are below average height, we're in Glasgow. Concrete jungle where dreams are ruined. Everyone's on the brew and they're living in Glasgow. The drugs and the violence, the wheel of police sirens. Let's hear it for Glasgow, Glasgow, Glasgow. On the avenue, drinking iron brew and eating chips and cheese. Bart has thrown me out, caught me behind her sister on her hands and knees. Hail a dodgy cab, takes me down from Govan to the Kingston Bridge. I nearly got that note. Some will sleep tonight with last night's munchie box still in their fridge. So if you're a pole, you're guaranteed to get your holder friendly in Glasgow. Concrete jungle where dreams are ruined. Everyone's on the brew and let's lay it for Glasgow. My bird is on night game, hand jobs to buy cocaine. Let's lay it for Glasgow, Glasgow, Glasgow.
Happy Barry McDonald, thanks for putting up with that too.
Super Barry McDonald!